This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
We hate it, but unfortunately it's a real thing. People who go out on great dates only to never hear from them again. It's Waiting by the Phone, and we're here to help out Ty. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Great. So we understand that you've been ghosted. We're going to see what we can do to try to get you some answers. But first, why don't you tell us about Alyssa and what happened on the date?
All right, man. This whole thing's kind of really got me bummed out, to be honest. I'm kind of confused about the whole thing. I met her on Bumble, and we just started talking for about a week before we met in person, just to make sure we weren't, psychos and everything. The date we went on was really fun. We had some drinks. She seemed to be kind of glowing, I'll say. And she seemed to be having a really good time. I thought it was great. She kept on, like, affirming me that she was feeling the same way I was feeling about everything. And, just a really great date. And we kissed goodnight and we continued talking next week. And then randomly, she just kind of changed her whole vibe. Her energy completely changed. And now she's not replying to me at all. And I'm kind of bummed out and I'm a little upset because I was starting to get attached to her, and everything was just so perfectly. And then it was just a left hand turn and just things changed completely. I'd like to get an explanation if I can.
Wait, so you're saying everything was good on the date? But then afterwards, when you tried to follow up with her, everything completely changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit for the next week after that. So that's the thing. We talked a little bit after the date. So I don't think it was anything that happened on the date. But then right after that, she just completely changed.
Did you say anything dumb while you were chatting?
Were you intoxicated?
I wasn't intoxicated. I don't think I said anything stupid.
All right.
And even if I did, I thought we had a good vibe where we could be like, hey, that was weird, I'll talk about it or something like that. Not just ghost each other,
Good news for you is, well, maybe good news for you, Ty, is that we got a hold of Alyssa and she has agreed to come on with us, which we really appreciate, Alyssa. I know it's awkward and weird to talk about, your personal information on the radio. So thank you for that. But why don't you, if you don't mind, explain to us why you have disappeared after what Ty said was a really good date. Would you agree it was a good date or did you not feel that?
It was a good date. And I do understand why he would be confused because it doesn't have anything to do with the date itself.
Okay.
The problem's like a little before and a little after. We've been getting to know each other for like a week before. And like throughout the course of the day, I would like ask him like, what are you doing each day? Just like making conversation or whatever. And one night he tells me he's going to Palazzo with his boys.
The gentleman's club.
Yeah. Yep. I don't really actually know any guys who just like randomly do that. Kind of figured like, okay, it's like a one-off, like whatever, joked about it, moved on. We had a good date. But then a few days later, he tells me he's going to Red Rose with his friends.
Another gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like clearly something they like do on the reg. I don't really get it. Of all the places they could go, things they can do, this is what they're doing.
Was it for a party, bachelor? It's just a regular let's hang type of situation.
Yeah, these are like Tuesday nights.
Tuesday
like,
nights.
Wow, it's a standing thing. That could get expensive.
Like, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, I guess he like maybe got the impression that I'm like cool with it because I like brushed it off the first time or whatever, or maybe he just thinks this is like a completely normal thing to do. But both are incorrect. So I don't know. I talked to my friends about it. They could not believe it, and I just feel like, it kind of says a lot about him and like his friends and like their lifestyles and whatever else. And I was just like, you know, we're not compatible. There's like no coming back once the friends think you're weird. All of my friends told me just to, like, ghost him immediately.
Oh, so. Man. Not one friend had his back and said, well, that's nice that he's being honest and open with everything early on.
True. I mean, a lot of guys would hide the fact that they're right. going to the strip club.
But, like, are they going in the first place? Like, I don't think that they're going. Like, maybe you go for a one-off. You go for a bachelor party. Like,
yeah.
I get that. But, like, this is, like, they go.
Audrey, you have mentioned on several occasions that if you were dating a guy and he said he was going to the strip club, you'd be okay with it.
If there was an event, if this was something he just did with his boys, like that's what they chose to go do together, that's weird to me. There are so many other things. Just go out.
Question, Audrey. Would your mind change if this guy you were dating was going because his friend is a manager there and you guys just go have drinks and say hi to him? It's like one of his good boys is like working there and they says, come in for a beer.
You don't have to go visit your boys at work just because they work there.
Well, I mean, that would be the only reason that right. he'd be visiting him.
No, it should know. Be. I mean, I'd visit my boy at Applebee's when he worked there.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a stretch.
It's support.
Ty, you heard what Alyssa said. We want to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I get how it looks. But, I mean, I grew up with these guys, and these guys just like doing that. You know, I mean, they blow off some steam when they see pretty women. And we all have kind of like high-end pressures. Jobs and stuff like that. I don't think it really says anything bad about them or me, about our character. Honestly, listen, I think it says more about you that you didn't just tell me that the issue was there and instead of just ghosting me. I mean, you could have just told me then.
I mean, there's that.
Just not gone. Mm. You know?
Obviously, you got your thing and she has got her beliefs and you're saying that there's no going back with your girlfriends, right? And once they think that you're weird, you can't try again. So mm-hmm. I guess round two is off the table, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ain't no champagne room for this couple.
Really?
Sorry. Well, at least you got your answer, Ty. Now you know.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. Well, thanks, I guess.